Hey, welcome to Stars Wars Explorer, where only the stars are the limit. I'm your host, Dylan S., and here I talk about the dark and the light of Star Wars. Theories, characters, new stuff, and whatever. Make sure to send any questions or comments you have about the podcast. Now, let's get started on today's Stars Wars Explorer episode. Hey, and welcome to the first episode of Stars Wars Explorer. Here I talk about things related to Star Wars, whether that be theories, characters, or favorites. I talk about it all. But today, I will be talking about my favorite Star Wars movies in order, from best to worst. This will include the prequels and the sequels, but no shows. That can be for another time. Now let's get started. Hello, this is my first ever episode of Stars Wars Explorer. For my first episode, I will be ranking my favorite Star Wars movies, my favorite characters, and my favorite ships from worst to best. This will include the prequels and the sequels, so let's get started. For my first topic, we will have my favorite movies in order. So for the very last, I have Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. This is at the bottom of the list because the action, in my opinion, just wasn't the greatest, and neither were the characters. Second on the list, we have The Last Jedi. This is also pretty low on the list because the plot and action just didn't stick out to me. Third, we have Solo. Now, lots of people might not agree with this being as low as it is, but the movie itself just took a long time to get to the point, and the action wasn't the greatest. But I did like the characters. Fourth, we have The Force Awakens. This is higher than the other sequels, because the introduction to the new characters was good, and I really like the plot. Fifth is Attack of the Clones, because the action isn't the greatest, but the plot was pretty good. Sixth, we have The Phantom Menace, because the plot wasn't very great, but the characters and action were amazing. Seventh, we have A New Hope, because the action was very slow, but the characters and plot were very good, especially since it was made in the 70s. Eighth, we have Empire Strikes Back, because the action was a little slow, but the characters and plot were amazing. Ninth, we have The Return of the Jedi, because I liked the characters and the plot and action was really good. 10th, we have Rogue One, because its action, characters, and plot were amazing, and I also love the storyline and timeline of the entire movie. And last but not least, we have Revenge of the Sith, because this movie was very good and was prime Star Wars. It had amazing action, and it also had great characters, and the plot and timeline were also amazing. Alright, this concludes the first topic of Star Wars Explorers. I hope you all enjoyed the podcast, and stay tuned as more is coming in the future. Bye! Hello, this is going to be the second topic for the first episode. The last topic was on my list of movies from least to greatest, but now I will be talking about my favorite characters from the prequels and sequels from least to greatest. Now let's start. My least favorite character is Rey, because she is poorly written and she doesn't have the greatest action. Next, I have Finn, because he is also poorly written and just doesn't have good action. Third is Kylo Ren, because he is a very confusing character sometimes and overall just isn't written very well. Fourth, I have Padme, because she's in the prequels for a while, but she just didn't really stick out to me. And fifth, I have Palpatine, because he's a cool character, but there are characters, in my opinion, that are a lot cooler, but he is very well written. Sixth, I have Leia, because she is just a basic but cool character, and she definitely was good to have in all of the movies, and she was very well written. Seventh is Poe Dameron, because he is one of the only cool characters in the sequels, in my opinion. Eighth, I have Mace Windu, because he is a very well-written character and has a lot of good action scenes. Ninth is Han Solo, because he is funny and has good action and is just a very well-written character. Tenth, I have Yoda, because he is funny in some scenes and has a lot of good action. 11th is Obi-Wan, because he has very good action and he's just a good and well-written character. 12th is Luke Skywalker, because he is a very well-written character, and he has a really amazing action. Last but not least is Anakin Skywalker / Darth Vader, because he has the best scenes in my opinion, and he's just very well-written overall. This concludes the second topic of the episode. Stay tuned for more. Bye! We now have a quick word from our sponsors, but don't go yet because more is coming. And now for a short break. I would like to thank EA Games for sponsoring this podcast. EA Games offers many types of games like sports, but they also have made games based off of the Star Wars franchise. Some of these games include the Star Wars Battlefront games, which I highly recommend. And these games are the best way to feed your gaming and Star Wars self. And I would again like to thank EA Games for sponsoring the podcast. Now let's get back to the podcast. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. I will now be talking about my favorite ships from Star Wars from worst to best. Obviously, this won't talk about every ship in Star Wars because that would just take way too long. So instead, I'm just going to do the more popular ships. So now that's out of the way, let's start. First, one of my least favorite ships is the Rebel Transport ship because that just looks like a weird metal potato. Second is V-Wings because they just don't look very cool to me, to be honest. Like, never really stuck out to me. Third is the Resistant Transport ships. These actually look pretty cool, but they are just lower down because they are ships that look a lot cooler. But this definitely takes first for transport ships. Next is the Low Altitude Assault Transport ship because it was a really cool ship in Attack of the Clones, and I wish we saw more of it. Fifth is the Y-Wing because these look pretty cool and are a good defense ship. Sixth is the Imperial Naval ships just because these ships look very cool and match with the Empire's darkness. Seventh is the X-Wing because these are very cool and clean ships and they are very popular and have been in many movies. Last but not least is the TIE Fighter because these ships are very cool and have been seen in almost every movie. Thanks for staying tuned and keep staying tuned for more episodes on Star Wars Explore. We've now heard my favorite movies, characters, and ships from worst to best, and I may have changed your mind. I guess I will never know, but what I do know is that I very much enjoy making these podcasts, and I hope that you do too. Comment any ideas or things you'd like to hear on the podcast. It could be reviews, favorites, theories, literally anything, so just drop it in. Again, I really hope you enjoyed today's episode, and stay tuned because more episodes are coming. Alright, I guess I have to say goodbye, so bye! You've reached the end of the episode on Star Wars Explore. I hope to see you next episode where we will be talking about more fun things about Star Wars. There might be some theories and whatever, so just stay tuned. Bye!